Oh, hi. I'm Herman Cain, CEO and chairman of Godfather's Pizza. And if you're watching this video, congratulations.
This affords maximum surprise, and he gets the full effect of the
sound collage.
Ah! My ears!
Oh, I can't even think straight.
Everyone, concentrate.
Please welcome
Satire.
It was a deranged sociopath.
He was all dressed up in a waistcoat and a watch.
And rubber gloves.
Come to think of it, I guess he was a fox.
So, are you ready?
You better believe it.
Okay, let's go.
See a doctor immediately.
Help! There's a real emergency over here! Send help!
1,400 years later,
everything was perfectly normal.
They all had knowledge that they were willing to express about preparation for a peaceful death.
But something's gone wrong.
What's wrong, Betty?
The officer shot and killed both of them.
They held their breath as a big gust of wind lifted him into the air.
She covered her mouth and nose.
Soon you seem to feel sick all over.
You should have a talk with your doctor.
Dr. Gary North says,
the monsters just want to beat the heroes up, but it's a lot more fun when they do it with style.
Instead of a kitchen, they have to eat out of smelly old trash cans.
Just like Fred Lowry.
I better get back there and help you, Fred.
The monster cried.
Nice work!
A monster!
It is the monster!
I find myself evil.
Exclaimed the monster.
Who was wearing a sexy purple leotard.
It's a battle between
the monster
and John the Mathis.
The hero.
Fatality.
The king wanted to learn more about such a hero.
First time I saw him, he was a dirty-faced little kid wearing
rubber and leather garments.
I called the front office and I said,
want the recipe for banana cream pie?
Yes, please.
You'll find that your cookbook contains many terms which pertain to
contemporary violence, sexual situations, and obscene language.
Of course, it's a little dirty.
What book were you reading?
It's the dirtiest book of filth ever written by the hand of man.
It's written for people who need to know the most vital concerns of a growing business.
I would like to read you a passage from this book.
It says,
fuck, 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 fuck!
Guess that says it all.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
So don't be thinking that you can just slap a pillow over your honey's groin there, or some face mask on and say, honey, come here, I want to show you a technique I learned.
Hey, I want to bang, 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 bang.
Go crazy with me, Justin.
So, do I pass the test?
No.
And why not, young lady?
You forgot to take
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
to bed with you.
Women really love each other.
And they're having sex.
He's a hardworking young man, and he has fun.
He was to find the right kind of men to serve as
food that's tempting good.
Men sometimes castrated themselves.
Because this is the only way of being sure that that community is going to be safe.
The National Safety Council says,
I think you're gonna die.
I do hope so.
Remember to kill me.
How would you prefer me to kill you?
With a yellow umbrella.
So he
gets stabbed
with a yellow umbrella.
Oh, thank you.
He fell dead.
If I catch on fire,
we'll be right back with Tim and Daphne Reed and Betty White.
That never happens.
I'm Betty White.
Betty got the shock of her life.
Betty won't like that.
Hi, I'm Betty Sanchez.
Do what you can to make yours Potty Training Central.
That's a great idea, Betty.
The next morning, Ernie whistled as he fixed his favorite breakfast.
Dirt, dust, and hair.
Try to take off
your hair
with a razor blade
for smart, clean hair grooming.
What will the rainbow ponies do without their beautiful rainbow hair?
They will eventually die.
Don't worry, little one. It will do them good.
Now get your clothes off.
I don't want
to. You could have some broken bones.
Yes, they are broken.
I'm going to break your fucking face open for you, you son of a bitch.
We also break the thigh bone out of its socket.
I'm not talking about the break itself. I'm talking about the abuse of the break.
Broken bones are a common problem.
In the dark, terrible graveyard.
Kind of scary if it happens to you.
There's nothing to be afraid of. It's painless. It's good.
Sometimes you can't even tell if a bone is broken.
I can't tell. It sounds all goobly.
Pinch your nose closed for at least 10 minutes.
1,400 years later.
Well, it will seem like a long time, but the one mistake people make is not pinching it long enough.
But I was prepared to go on watching shysters peddle their hokum.
Oh, well, then I have many bird collars, but I still keep on shaping the stones for the mill.
And I hope you keep doing that.
I'm also going to give you my personal strategies for creating the most effective hypnotic suggestions ever created.
No, thanks.
As the rabbit ran away, he dropped his little magic fan.
I'm sick and tired of you.
Get out of the building.